Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and privilege for me to address the 99th session of the International Labour Conference in my own name and on behalf of the Associations of Polish Employers Organizations. I would like to express my satisfaction that this conference is focusing its activity on the wide spectrum of important issues in very key fields. Nevertheless, we paid great attention to the particular important report of the Director General, ILO Program Implementation 2008-2009, addressed to the delegates, all actors of the real economy, of the ILO's 99th International Labour Conference. The report is detailed, provides an analytic context, and contains extensive information on ILO involvement in implementing and achieving strategic targets set by the organization for 2008 and 2009. We welcome the comments of the Director General on challenges and implications for the future, and we reiterate the importance of the ILO as the only international organization with a mandate that focuses on the world of work and on tripartism in the best way of seeking fair solutions on social agreements. We fully share the concerns expressed in the conclusions and recommendations placed in the Director General report related to the results of implementation of ILO objectives in member states, which are contained in fundamental documents. Decent Work Agenda, Declaration on Social Justice for Fair Globalization adopted in 2008, and Global Jobs Pact adopted in 2009. The report also deals with challenges and strategies related to the continuation of the Decent Work Program in the face of the international financial crisis, which poses certain problems as regards positive aspects of globalization, that is, creating new possibilities in scope of economic growth for technologies, investments, and commerce. In the context of this event, I'm glad to say that Poland copes with economic rights very well in relation to other European countries. It is confirmed by 1.8% growth of GDP in last year and over 3% growth in the first quarter of this year. This result reflects a great resistance of Poland toward world crisis effects. In April 2010, the Polish Employment Office is noted down to record the biggest decrease by over 100,000 unemployed people in 1 month. Unemployment fell down to nearly 12%. Furthermore, a lot of employers put a declaration to increase unemployment in the nearest time. Ladies and gentlemen, Polish employers, confederations and the biggest trade unions, thanks to reliable autonomous dialogue, found measures to alleviate the impact of the crisis on economy and employment. The Tripartite Commission with the government participation reached in the previous year an agreement on important supporting issues, among other things. Remuneration and social benefits pointed towards poorest people, introduction permanent mechanism for minimum wages, increased subsidy for employment, as well as other important solutions. Social partners in Poland have further challenges. First of all, we have to consider which solutions of the anti-crisis pact obliging till the end of 2011 should become a permanent part of the Polish legal system. Employers expressed the opinion that we should constantly have legal solutions allowing to support them during another crisis. Many entrepreneurs complained that the instruments introduced, although necessary, appeared too late. To avoid such delays in the future, we would like to have permanent solutions in our system, which would be activated only in exceptional situations. But at first, we have to start a tripartite dialogue measures with government participation to restore a lot of jobs in destroyed enterprises due to a huge flood in the last 4 weeks in Poland. Another challenge for social partners are remunerations, which level in Poland is still lower than in European Union countries. This generates big temptations among labor unions to exert pressure on rapid wage increase. This is a very dangerous occurrence if the labor costs increase more rapidly than productivity. We must remember that average productivity in Poland is continuously lower than in the West. We have to constantly convince our labor union partners that the remuneration increase might be conducted only through productivity increase and not through administration decisions. Failing it, our economy will stop being a green island on Europe's map, and a scenario similar to Greece might appear. To conclude, I would like to underline that despite the difficult worldwide economic situation, we believe that ILO's wide vision, based on 19 years' experience, can create favorable conditions to foster sustainable development and achieve compromises in the face of economic risk and the change-related crisis. Polish employers support these values and will take part in social dialogue at the international, national, and sectorial levels. We hope that both the recommendations from the report of the Director General as well as discussions and decision of the session will benefit all the delegations by contributing substantially to overcoming challenges of slowdown in the economy and job crisis. Thank you for your attention.